USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville.
Based on the evidence that we've gathered to this point, we've come to the conclusion that an individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber, that he was present when the bomb went off, and that he perished in the bombing. We base this conclusion on forensic evidence, including DNA evidence that you'll hear about, as well as evidence that was gathered at the scene of the bombing.
U.S. Attorney Don Cochran there speaking at a Sunday afternoon press conference. Officials at that conference did not mention having found a motive for the bombing, but say that their investigation is ongoing. They were interested in hearing from anyone who knew or may have interacted with the suspect before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued new guidance on administering the COVID vaccine. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
People with underlying health conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients. Also, people with weakened immune systems not related to COVID and those with autoimmune conditions may receive the vaccine as well, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Music City Bowl was called off on Sunday because of an outbreak of COVID. Iowa and Missouri were scheduled to meet on Wednesday in Nashville, but the number of cases among Missouri players left them unable to field a full team. The Music City Bowl joins the Gasparilla Bowl as the two bowl games to be canceled since the beginning of the postseason. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
We heard from the officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department Sunday who were the first to respond to the Christmas morning bombing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then when we heard the announcement, Toppin was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Llewellyn said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
And the three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor.
In late NFL action Sunday, the Green Bay Packers rolled the Tennessee Titans 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's 20-13 loss to Carolina, the Cowboys and the football team are now tied atop the division at 6-9. And the Seattle Seahawks clinched their first NFC West title since 2016 with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.